This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Ukraine said Tuesday its troops had advanced further into Russia's Kursk region and now controls 74 settlements after launching a surprise cross-border incursion a week ago. Ukrainian forces entered Kursk last Tuesday and have taken dozens of settlements in the biggest attack by a foreign army on Russian soil since World War II. Ukrainian military chief Oleksandr Syrsky said Monday his troops controlled about 1,000 square kilometers of Russian territory. The U.S. announced on Tuesday it has approved billions of dollars more in weapons sales to Israel amid threat of a wider war in the Middle East. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The State Department says the U.S. has approved $20 billion in arms sales to Israel, including scores of fighter jets and advanced air-to-air missiles. Congress was notified of the impending sale, which includes more than 50 F-15 fighter jets. The long-term sale comes at a time of intense concern that Israel may become involved in a wider Middle East war. The Biden administration has had to balance its continued support for Israel with a growing number of calls from lawmakers and the U.S. public to curb military support there due to the high number of civilian deaths in Gaza. I'm Norman Hall.
Major General Pat Ryder, the chief spokesperson for the U.S. Defense Department, told reporters Tuesday the United States is not looking to engage in offensive operations despite beefing up its posture in the Middle East.
Our focus is on de-escalating the situation. We have put these additional capabilities into the region to enable us, as I highlighted, to protect our forces, but also to support the defense of Israel should it be attacked.
Join VOA's Flashpoint as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia to Africa and beyond. This is VOA News. Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas visits Turkey Wednesday for a two-day visit. Observers say Ankara will seek to use the visit to reassert its regional influence. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
On Tuesday, Abbas visited Moscow, underlining what analysts say is the growing importance of other countries in efforts to resolve the conflict. But Erdogan could be seeking to use the Abbas visit to re-establish his Palestinian influence, especially after the assassination of his close ally, Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. But observers warn Abbas may have little interest in looking to Turkey to play a greater role in resolving the conflict. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Japanese news outlets are reporting that Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has notified his governing party he will not run in next month's party leadership vote. His withdrawal means the next leader of the Liberal Democratic Party will become Japan's new prime minister. Kishida was elected LDP president in 2021. His tenure has been plagued by his party's corruption scandals, which has sent his approval ratings below 20%. More than 2 weeks since Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro claimed re-election victory, the country's opposition is trying to keep up the pressure. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
With opposition leader Maria Corina Machado calling for Venezuelans to take part in a mass global protest on Saturday. But while the U.S. and other Western countries are calling for a full set of voting tally sheets to be released, they are showing little sign of swift, tough action over what many of them have condemned as voting fraud. Both Maduro and opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez declared they won the July 28th vote. Protests against Maduro following the vote left at least 23 people dead and about 2,400 arrested, according to UN figures.
That was Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. Authorities in Brazil said Tuesday that forensic experts at Sao Paulo's morgue had identified the bodies of 35 of the 62 people who were killed in a plane crash in a residential area last week. The causes that led the French-built turboprop plane to plunge in a flat spin to the ground have yet to be established. Investigators have recovered the plane's cockpit voice recorder and flight data recorder and are working on them at Brazil's Aviation Accident Investigation Center in Brasilia to determine the cause of the accident. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com, as well as on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. And remember to download our VOA News app. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.